Hey, this is Monica, and you're listening to the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. Welcome to the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. I'm your host, Monica Byron. I am here to help you become the best you that you can be. I will be giving you tips on how to improve your life through a positive mindset and through fitness. Now let's dive into today's episode. Did you hear the news? My Understanding Nutrition ebook has officially launched. It's officially out there for you to get your hands on. The title is Understanding Nutrition, Your Guide to Guilt-Free Eating. So this ebook came to be because I realized that most DMs that I was getting, most messages, most comments was about nutrition. Most women would message me and in some way, shape, or form, they would just be confused about nutrition. They wouldn't understand, how am I eating this way and I'm not losing weight? Or I do so well and then I fall off the wagon. Or I do so great during the week and then I really struggle on the weekends because I feel like I don't have control on the weekend over what I eat. So that got me to create this ebook, which the first part of it gives you my tips, tricks, and tools to live a healthy lifestyle and to stop dieting. I go over the basics of nutrition, your macronutrients, how many calories are in each, and why we need each, why it's important for each macronutrient to be consumed by our body, how our body uses it. And then after I tell you my tips and tricks on how I personally live a healthy lifestyle and I don't diet anymore, then I give you 10 of my go-to recipes that I have been using the last couple of years. So this goes for everything from how to make a healthy smoothie step-by-step into my overnight oats recipe and dinner recipes and some dessert recipes. So if you're tired of dieting, if you just want to understand the basics of nutrition and why your body needs certain nutrients, this ebook is for you. And it's less than a couple of Starbucks drinks. So go on over to the link in my bio on Instagram, click on the link, and then click on the Understanding Nutrition ebook, and you can get your copy today. I cannot wait for you to get this. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Positive Looks Good on You podcast. As I say every single week, it truly means the world to me that you are choosing to listen to this podcast and educate yourself, spread the positivity, and do everything you can to improve your life mentally and physically. So it just means the world to me that you're here, and I would super, super appreciate it if you could share this episode with your friends, with your family, throw it up on social media stories. That would mean the absolute, absolute, absolute most to me. So let's just dive into today's episode. So today I want to talk about reasonings behind weight loss. So the most that I hear on Instagram and when I do polls and when I talk to individuals in direct messages, it's always the same thing that women, because that is mainly who I talk to, they just want to lose weight. Whenever I put a poll up, if it's like, what do you want to see more on my page, weight loss or something else, weight loss always wins. If I ever, you know, comment something about weight loss, that's what gets the most traffic. So I've obviously learned that most of you are struggling with weight loss in some form or another. So I wanted to record this podcast just to ask, if you are trying to lose weight, to ask yourself why. And this is a really, 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 really big deal. As someone who struggled for years and years and years to accept their body and appreciate any part of it, and who ended up with an exercise addiction,
addiction and disordered eating, which obviously I didn't know at the time. I didn't know for years and years and years that I had any sort of bad relationship with food and exercise until I actually started getting better with it, into a better mindset. But as someone who struggled for a very long time, and as someone who only wanted to be skinny, and that's the only reason I basically worked out or ate anything, was to be skinny. And my heart breaks for the girl that I grew up thinking that way, and my heart breaks for anyone who is feeling that way and who only wants to lose weight to be skinny. And we have so much now, especially with social media, in our faces, and being able to see other people's bodies and wanting to look like them or act like them or live their life. And it's really, really hard to get away from it. So if you are trying to lose weight, I just want you to ask yourself why. Is it because you want to look like someone that you follow on Instagram? Is it because you want to look like your favorite celebrity? Is it because you want to look like your best friend or your sister or your cousin? Is it because you grew up and your mom used to say negative things about her own body, which in turn has made you think negatively about your own body? Is it because you were picked on in high school or elementary school about your weight? Is it because you always compared yourself to other girls in school? Or is it because you compared yourself to people you played sports with? And that would be me. So as you can see, there are so many reasons why we might want to lose weight. There are so many reasons why we might be telling ourselves that we don't look good enough. There are so many reasons why we might look in the mirror and hate what we see. There are so many reasons why we might not feel good about ourselves day in and day out. And like I said, especially with social media these days, it seems like we can't get away from it. So maybe you do need to lose weight. Maybe that is what is healthy for you. Every single person is different. So I just wanted to record this episode to make you think about and make you aware of the different possibilities of why you might want to lose weight in the first place. And maybe you're struggling because it's not happening fast enough, or it's just not happening, or you feel like you keep messing up, or you just, no matter what you do or what you try or what diet you've done, it just doesn't seem like it's enough. So, like I said, every body is different. Every body is going to react differently to different situations. And if losing weight is what you need to actually be healthy, then that's fine. Have a weight loss goal and be determined and be motivated and do everything that you can reasonably and sustainably to lose that weight, to get your health back, to live a healthy lifestyle, to, you know, be able to run around with your kids and to be able to be active and have it as a goal as it to be for improving your health. Not as a means to just get to a certain size. It's so different when, you know, you're coming at a weight loss journey from the perspective of just wanting to be a different size, or just wanting to drop those 5 pounds, or just wanting to fit into that dress, as compared to, you know, maybe maybe you are at risk for diabetes, or maybe you found out that you have diabetes, or, you know, maybe you have just, maybe you went through a breakup and you gained 10, 15, 20 pounds. Maybe you went off to college and that was the first time that, you know, you've kind of been free and been able to eat and drink as you please. So maybe you gain some weight and it's just not healthy for your body. Those are all completely fine, great reasons to want to lose weight if that's good for you physically and mentally. So again, I just ask that you question why you want to lose weight and what is actually in your health's best interest, if you want to put it that way. Because like I said, I just wanted to be skinny for years and years and years. And I always compared myself to other girls. And it was never about my health. It was never about what was healthy for me. It wasn't about what I was going through or what I was dealing with. It was always about just trying to look like someone else. It was always about just trying to be skinny. And that is, now I know that that is not a healthy approach to weight loss or wanting to lose weight. And that is typically what drives someone like myself in the past to try diets and to try crash diets and to try the cleanses and the pills and anything else that you can, because all you want is either to fit into that pair of jeans or that bikini or that dress, and you aren't thinking about your health and you're not putting your health first. So I've been there. Don't be ashamed if that is your reasoning, if that has been your reasoning. But the purpose of this episode is just for you to question yourself and ask yourself, if you are someone who is trying to lose weight and you've wanted to lose weight and it's just not happening and you're getting upset at yourself, just ask yourself why. And ask yourself, is it in the best interest of your health, your mental health, and your physical health to actually lose weight? Or, you know, maybe a 5 pounds would be a good healthy weight loss for you, but you're trying to lose 15 or 20 pounds. So just be open to those questions in your own mind. You don't have to, you know, have this conversation with anybody if you don't want to. Just sit down and think about it yourself, or write about it, journal about it, or you can talk to me about it. I'm always here. I'm an open book. So if you have questions on, you know, how to figure that out for yourself, I'm always here. But I just want to pose that question to you, because health is different for everyone. Health looks different on everyone. And, you know, it's just, we are just slammed with all of this misinformation about nutrition and what health should be, and these detoxes and these teas and these bands and just, these skinny fit, slim waist trainers, whatever you want to call it, the wraps, the just, there's so many ridiculous things out there. And those companies prey on people who are struggling to lose weight, and they have been struggling, and all they want to do is lose that 10, 15, 20 pounds. And that's what they prey on. And that's how they make their money, because I've done it. I don't want to call myself a victim, but I was a victim of falling for something like that. I bought diet pills before. I bought into it because I just wanted to be skinny. I just wanted to lose weight. And again, it wasn't because that's what I needed to be healthy. It's just because I had this vision in my mind that I wasn't thin enough. I wasn't pretty enough. I didn't look like the other girls. I wasn't small enough. I didn't have abs. I couldn't run as fast. Like, all of those things. So I fell for those things. And if I had known then what I know now, you know, maybe I could have healed my relationship with working out and food years and years ago. But I went through what I went through, and that's why I post on Instagram every single day, and that is why I bring you this podcast, so that I can, you know, bring up these questions so you can ask yourself and you can come to a healthy decision for you. So if you have any questions, like I said, message me, text me if you have my number. Just reach out if you want to. But at the very least, if you're struggling to lose weight, just ask yourself why. Be gentle with yourself. You get one body in this life and you get one life. So treat it well, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
If you have listened this far into this podcast, you finished the episode, I super, super, super appreciate you. So I want to give you a discount for my Understanding Nutrition ebook that I mentioned in the very beginning of this podcast episode. So as a thank you for listening to this episode, you can purchase my ebook through my Instagram, the link in my bio, like I explained before, and use the code HEALTHY10, that's capital H and the number 10, to give you 10% off of the ebook.
If you enjoyed this episode, can you please do me a favor and screenshot and put it up on your social media, tagging me so we can spread the word about the podcast? The only way we can spread the podcast, spread the positivity, is to let others know that it's out there. So you can do this by screenshotting the episode, putting it on your stories and social media. You can leave a review on iTunes. It's super fast, super easy, and even quicker, you can leave a quick rating of the podcast. I would super, super, super appreciate it. And this podcast can only grow because of you. And remember, positive looks good on you.